Case Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
And thank you to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to the internet at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, located just east of Rushi. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, also in Rushi. Thank you very much. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, also offered to you by Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive is grown to include 8 divisions, Wells Brothers, Inc. Carroll head coach Ben Rulichuk said in the pregame, it's how we respond to the big plays. They will occur.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think he expected 139 yards and 2 touchdowns on 2 plays.
Right, already 2 monster scores by Sydney, one covering 45, one covering 94 yards. And how does Carroll respond here? A short pass in the left flat. The receiver drilled immediately, 34-yard line. Marshall Wilson on the hit for the Yellow Jackets as he jarred the receiver. Wilson, a senior, 168-pounder, a 6-footer. Second and 10 for Carroll, which threw a pick after the first Sydney score. This time a running play, good effort. Frederick Butts spins and turns, and he twists his way out to the 41-yard line.
That's a big kid. You need to hit him low.
He is 6'3" tall, 225-pounder, a junior, and pretty much on his own on the last play, Chuck. He carved out 8 yards.
Yeah, he did.
Third and 2, Carroll at the Patriots 42. Under 5 to play in the first quarter. Sydney leads it 14-0. Snap to Fox, the quarterback. Late handoff to Howard, his feature running back. He slowed behind the line. Doesn't get to the 42. He stood up right there. Darren Taborn, whose name we've called already, in there on the tackle. Assisted by Levante Scott, a 5'11 junior. And Carroll's got to punt the football away. Directional kicking a necessity for the Patriots, who must prevent a lengthy run back here. Fourth and 3.
Wow.
Excellent kick by Carroll. Left-footed boot. Hits on the ground at the 16. Reversing his field is Caleb Harris for Sydney. Across the way, far hash mark, and he's dumped as he raced the football back out across the 15-yard line. That's where it's marked for play, right on the 15-yard stripe.
Now, there's 2 big, big games in the MAC to start the season tonight. We got Anna at Versailles, and you got Marion Local at Coldwater. Not that they're not always big games in the MAC, but those are going to be a couple of big football games tonight.
Yep, sure are. The last 2 times Marion Local and Coldwater have met, Cavaliers victorious 17-14 both times. Marion Local, though, the favorite this year. Here's a fake into the line of scrimmage by Gordon.
Got a
then
hold.
He goes back to throw, scurries out of trouble. Flag flies back at the 10. Gordon blitzed his way to the sideline, gained some yardage, but it's going to go for naught.
Yeah, it was an obvious hold.
Marion Local and Coldwater, both in Division 6. Anna Versailles, both in Division 5.
Those clubs.
We saw Anna last week, and Anna looked really good against Brookville.
Yep. Rocket's a powerhouse, and you heard former head coach Brian Reok state at the halftime that it's a dynamite-looking Anna club this year. Very well the best since he last coached at Anna. Here is a handoff on the play. Is it Bowser delayed back at the goal line? He cracks through a nice cavity, left guard, stays on his feet, won't go down, keeps the balance, 20-yard line, 25 and over it to the 26.
First down for the Yellow Jackets.
14 points in the first 9 minutes. Not a first down until that play right there. First and 10, Sydney, from the Yellow Jackets' 25-yard line. You heard head coach Adam Dungis in the pregame talk about the offensive line. It's been stellar so far this year. DeMont Rucker at a tackle. A.J. Brussel at a tackle. Dylan Vanderpool at a guard. Cooper Collinsworth at a guard. Dylan Smith at center. Here's Andre Gordon back to pass. Oh, he pulls a Houdini out of trouble, nearly sacked, stays on his feet, rips his way up across the 30, legs it out to the 33. He garners 7. Sydney will need at least 3 for a first down on the second down play. We're near the 3-minute mark late in the first quarter. 14-0 Yellow Jackets. Quick snap, Bowser between left guard and tackle, rolled to the turf after picking up just 1. Sydney tried to catch Carroll a little off balance with a quick hitter, but the Patriots would have none of it. Third and a full yard, maybe 4 feet to go for a first down for Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 35. Trips to the short side. Now men in motion coming to the near side as Sydney resets. Here is a counter back to the left to Bowser. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. And he puts his head down, lowers the boom, left sideline. He's got the first down with quite a few yards to spare as he jaunts out over the 45, trudges to the 49, and it's a first down for Sydney.
Well, you love to see a running back that delivers the blow on the tackle.
Exactly. Boy, he makes you suffer when you try to lower the boom and tackle him. Deep drop, but Gordon hemmed in behind the line of scrimmage. Pocket collapses. He takes a little bit too much time. Good coverage sack by Carroll's defensive backs as eventually time was a-wasting for Andre Gordon. He didn't get rid of the football, and he is put to the turf back at the 43, a minus 1 or 2.
That's about 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, a minus, you're right, 6 or 7 lost on the play. From the 43 of Sydney, it is second down and a little better than 16 to go for a first down.
When you're so comfortable back there, sometimes you just tend to hang on to the ball too long.
And Andre's a little comfortable again, showing signs, Chuck, of not willing to go to the turf on that gimpy ankle.
I think he got hurt on that last play.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's holding that, hopefully not the same wrist.
Well, he just fumbled the football. The snap came back to him. It went awry. And he could not hustle after it aggressively, showing signs of a little nick from perhaps the previous play. And Carroll plops on the football at the 32-yard line. That was about the most uneventful fumble I think I've seen in quite a while behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he had the chance to get it. Now, there's something up because he didn't even make the effort to go get it.
Here is Carroll behind the line of scrimmage, throwing an out pattern near sideline. It is no good at the 26-yard line. It was thrown 7 yards downfield.
Well, they got 4 people around him down there, so there is a little concern.
Our halftime guest is Sydney High School basketball coach John Willoughby, and you can bet he is a little concerned.
Yeah. No doubt.
Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter, 14-0 Sydney. 2 receivers near side for Carroll, which is outside the 30 of the Yellow Jackets. Man in motion across the formation for the Patriots. And here's the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. He either handed it to Howard or kept it. He's roughed up for no gain, pushed back. Might have lost 1 or 2. Let's see where forward progress is spotted. 34-yard line of Sydney. Play goes for a negative two, third and 12. A minute to go here in the first. Sydney up 14-0.
Well, Shiflett got through that time, and again, that play had no chance. He was through the line of scrimmage before they got a chance to try to run the play.
Dayton Carroll to the line of scrimmage. Receiver flanked wide right. Two coming to this side, the wide side of the field, including Byring. Here's the quarterback, Fox, to throw. Pitches it near side, beyond the hash. Caught on the run at the 24-yard line. And the receiver's hauled down from behind in the area of the 20. Move the chains. Mateus Tracy hauled it in. Or I should say that was Samuel Howard who hauled it in, a 5'9 sophomore wingback. Well-designed play. Howard got out in space, and Sydney's defensive backs were split by the receiver. First and 10, Carroll, 21-yard line of Sydney, 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. The quarterback, Fox, faked the pitch, kept it, and he put his head down and dug hard to the 20, lunging to the 19, and that is likely the last play of the opening quarter. With Carroll on a march, second down coming at the Sydney 20, first period ends. Yellow Jackets 14, Carroll nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Dayton Carroll starts the second quarter with a running play on second down and 8 from just inside the Sydney 20, and it's stalemated right at the point of attack. Maybe a loss of a foot or two, 3rd and 8 coming up for Carroll, which really needs to put points on the scoreboard, Chuck, at the end of this drive to get right back in the game.
They would be right back in the game. And I tell you, one of the things I think is a problem, the snap coming back into that shotgun is kind of slow, and I think it's disrupting the timing a little bit.
Well, we'll have to keep our eye on Andre Gordon of Sydney. We see a couple young men down below for the Yellow Jackets throwing on the sideline.
He's got his shoulder pads off. That's not a good sign for the Yellow Jackets.
Including number 19, Ryan Dunham, a sophomore. And here is the quarterback for Carroll retreating to throw. Look out. Sydney flushes him backwards, and he's upended. A huge loss way back at the 36-yard line.
That was Christian Townsend in that time, and that play had no chance.
We've mentioned his name already two or three occasions. Big sack by Townsend. Now Carroll, which was knocking on the door of the end zone, Chuck, thanks to that huge loss, must punt. And the punter for the Patriots is way back.
Well, it's an illegal formation. I don't know if they're going to call it or not.
Not enough men on the line of scrimmage?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, Carroll was lined up in a V formation outside the center, and you're right, I don't think there were enough linemen in the three-point stance along the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped. There's a marker back behind the punter.
Well, they also had 12 people out there, so they were going to get some good protection that time. Yeah, that was a tough loss there on third down because they were down there, and if they would have, you know, they could score. You got Gordon out of the game now. You got them scoring and cutting it in half. But, yeah, I mean, you got the adversity of this thing.
Here is Jonathan Byring, junior punter. He's done a good job tonight. He's back at his 43 to take the snap. It's a high one. He reaches up, grabs it, boots the ball down to the 15. Sydney catches, fair caught right then. It's near hash mark, 15-yard line, hauled in on the play by Caleb Harris. First and 10 Yellow Jackets without Andre Gordon at quarterback. And I think it's 19.
Yeah, that's Ryan Dunham, I think.
Uh-huh.
Sophomore.
And he'll guide Sydney, at least for the time being. Andre Gordon nicked up when Sydney had the ball last after being injured with an ankle tweak a week ago.
That didn't look like his ankle there.
No,
the fumble.
Nope. And here's a mix-up communication error in the offensive backfield for Sydney. Ball on the ground. Yellow Jackets recover. A loss of three on the play. We've played 2 minutes here in the second quarter, and it's 14-0 Sydney. But the Yellow Jackets are now without Andre Gordon and are backed up inside their own 15-yard line. 13 yards to go. Pressure applied by Carroll. Sydney runs it. Dunham to Bowser. Outside right tackle. Breaks one. Breaks another. Oh, he's caught by the shoelace at the 35. His knee hit. The ball came out. He's ruled down.
That was a touchdown if they hadn't grabbed him by the foot that time.
Somebody for Carroll nipping at his heels. Got just enough of the back of the shoe to upset him. The play went for 22 and a first and 10 for Sydney at the 35. 9.5 to go in the second quarter. Dunham feeds Bowser again, and he's tripped right at the line of scrimmage. Dave Ross here in the Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 Field Press Box, would like to say hello out in Goodyear, Arizona, to Sergeant Jason Maddie, a Carroll High School graduate who's tuned in three time zones away, listening to Carroll and Sydney here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Hello, Jason.
Oh.
Here's a pass near sideline. Ooh, in the hands of a Carroll defender, Chuck. Nearly a pick. And that might have been a pick six had it been hauled in.
Well, that was Matthew Evers, and I think it got to him too quickly. I don't think he had any idea the ball was coming to him.
Third and 10 for Sydney from the Yellow Jackets, 35. Three seconds under 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Three receivers to the right for Sydney on third and 10. Yellow Jackets lead it 14-0. Here's Dunham, misdirection, delayed handoff in the offensive backfield, and Carroll smothers it. Minus five on the play. Sydney's got to punt. And right away, Chuck, with the loss of Gordon, you feel that the complexion of this game could change if Carroll can register points before the half closes.
Well, I mean, Sydney has not stopped teams for four quarters this year, so, I mean, Carroll's got to be feeling kind of good about the fact they're only down 14.
Yellow Jackets in punt formation. Normally it would be Andre Gordon, but of course it's not in this situation. Kick hits at the 38, takes a bounce. Carroll hauls it in after one hop at the 32. There's a late marker down.
Well, I think he called for a fair catch and then took off, so I think it's going to be a delay of game. I think that's the call.
I believe you perceive that correctly. Right. Again, hello, we say hello to Sergeant Jason Maddy, Goodyear, Arizona Police Department, a Carroll High School grad. Dave Ross up here in the press box at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. And all of the Carroll listeners who are tuned in, say hi to Sergeant Jason Maddy. I've also gotten a text here tonight from Jeff Bray in South Carolina, and another family at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, who have joined us on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Carroll possession inside the Patriots 30. Trips to the right for the quarterback Fox. Howard alongside. Howard gets the handoff, puts his head down, meets one tackler head on. He is stopped cold at the 30. He carved out two. Chuck, I'm looking for Andre Gordon down in the Sydney sideline.
See, I'm not seeing him down there either. I wonder if he went into the locker room. I don't see him down there at all. He had his pads off. That's never a sign that you're coming back.
Nope. And couldn't get a gist of what the injury might have been. Visually, I couldn't tell.
It looked upper body.
You took the words right from my mouth. It looked waist up. Second and seven for Carroll. Here is Fox dealing Howard, left tackle, puts his head down. Burrows up across the 30, might have wedged his way to the 32. Sydney's defensive line giving up yards stubbornly. Third and five for Carroll with just over 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And a young man for Sydney is shaken up and time is called. 14-0 Yellow Jackets, nearly 5 minutes gone. Second period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue. Goffney with outstanding prices, high-quality furniture. You can't beat Goffney. That's all there is to it. Go to the website for additional savings. Take advantage of the coupon there. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney for your dining room and living room furniture, bedroom furniture, entertainment space furniture, and more. Superb delivery. And take advantage of the free room designing service, too, at Goffney Furniture. That's Route 47 west of I-75, Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Carroll Patriots try to bust for first down yardage on third and five or six from the 32, and Carroll's offensive line gets it done as Howard manages to wiggle his way out over the 40 to the 41-yard line. That was a savvy run by that running back, Howard, of the Carroll Patriots.
There was not a huge hole, but he hit the hole hard and kept his legs moving.
Described in the pregame by Coach Ruley as a very savvy running back, and he displayed his know-how right there, stayed patiently in behind his blockers, and he forged a 7 or 8 yard advance. Again, Fox deals Howard, and he stays on his feet, won't go down, fights for extra yardage two or three times, and squeezes out about 7 to the 47 or 48 of Carroll.
That is quite a 1-2 punch. Really. When you got Butts handling the football there, and man, he's a load to bring down.
Frederick Butts, 6'3", 225, a junior. Evan Howard, 5'9", 180, a senior. Two very good ball carriers for the Carroll Patriots. Running the show, sophomore quarterback Trent Fox, who played quite a bit last year, half the season at quarterback as a freshman. Hand off, left tackle, ball carrier Butts, shoots through an opening. Boy, he's a burly young man. He won't go down. He scrambles to the Sydney 46. First and 10, Carroll. 5:49 to go, second quarter. 14-0 Sydney, which for all intents and purposes, Chuck, is without Andre Gordon for the rest of the night.
You don't go in the locker room, take your pads off, unless they're doing some kind of miracle thing in there.
Carroll with a new set of four. The chains are moved. Two receivers near side for the Patriots. This is Fox. This is Howard. Spinning inside the 45 to the 43, a late marker. A preliminary signal might be hold on Carroll. Could it have been a headgear grab by Sydney? The officials sort it out. Play produced at least five. Uh-oh.
Wow, it was on the defense.
Uh-huh, face mask call against the Yellow Jackets. Inadvertent type. New line of scrimmage is at the Sydney 37. Scoreboard reads first and 10 when, in actuality, it is first and a yard. It now gets changed. Line of scrimmage, the 37. Carroll can get a first down at the 36. Caleb McWilliams, a wide receiver, man in motion. Fox to throw, rolls left in the open space at the 30. Has got a man. He hits him right between the numbers. And a strong run after catch down inside the 25. Being tripped up at the 23-yard line is McWilliams. He was the man coming across the formation. Carroll with some nicely designed short pass plays, Chuck, which are very safe and reasonably easy to complete.
Man, I'm impressed with Fox, only a sophomore.
4:44 to go first half, 14-0 Sydney. McWilliams again in motion. And Sydney showing blitz at the quarterback. Carroll runs right through it for a nice jaunt on first down to about the 18-yard line. That was Butts, who barreled hard, leaving Carroll second and five inside the 20 of Sydney. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. As we remarked several minutes ago, Chuck, with Gordon out, a touchdown by Carroll before halftime would make this game mighty interesting going into the break. This is Butts, left guard. Look at him go. Puts his head down, sticks his helmet through a little gap, and he lurches out to the 16, 15-yard line. 2 feet short of a first down, third down coming up for Carroll. Clock winding down, 3:40 to go in the first half. Ball marked for play at the 15. Carroll can get a first down at the 13.5. Carroll spread Sydney out to the wide side of the field with two receivers. Sydney, though, expecting run. It's Butts outside left tackle. He stiff arms one man. Another stays on his feet and bounces down inside the five. He springs it all the way to the two. Butts is a load.
He's the reason I quit playing football.
Well, he will hurt you just like Isaiah Bowser for Sydney will when you try to make the stop. And Butts on that play, barrel to the 2-yard line, goal to go for Carroll. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Sydney up by two scores, 14-0. Carroll trying to cut it in half. Handoff on the play. Is it Butts? Is it Howard? Goal line, ball carrier, over for the score. 14-6, Sydney's lead trimmed to 8. It was Butts who comes out from under the pile. Formidable run by him again. And now Carroll on for the PAT. Ball will be snapped back to the 10. This to make it a 14-7 game. Here's the ball booted toward the uprights. It's on its way. It looks good, and it is. Extra point try by the Carroll Patriots is right on the money. Nicely done by Mateus, who booted it through. Fine soccer player for Carroll. Sydney also featuring a kicker, Holly Truesdale, who plays soccer. 14-7 count. Carroll right back in the hunt. Just under 3 to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn was established in 2011. Features a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. high quality, low prices jewelry barn in Rushi. On hand, a certified Gemological Institute of America individual. Yes! Say hello to Jolene Renderly when you come to the jewelry barn. Experts in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Also featuring ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on the web at the Jewelry Barn USA, jewelrybarnusa.com. Kickoff return by Sydney to the 20-yard line, then a run from scrimmage by the Yellow Jackets, good for six. And with 2:47 left in the first half of this game, Sydney's up 14-7 after the touchdown by Dayton Carroll. That was a time-consuming, lengthy drive by the Patriots. Here's a strong run right up the gut by Isaiah Bowser. He's got daylight. Look at him go. Cuts it back near sideline. He's at the 50. Foot races on. I don't think anybody will catch him. All the way to the house. Isaiah Bowser. Scamper 70 for the Yellow Jackets. He's got the score.
What are you going to do? Offensive line did a great job that time. Hand the ball to Bowser and watch him go. 75 yards on the touchdown.
Yeah, he's got a good cutback move. He's not all power, Chuck. He got across the line of scrimmage, and he's got a nose for where to go once
exactly.
He gets into the area of the linebackers. And he made a left-angle turn, took it to the sideline, and sprinted to pay dirt. Truesdale on for the point after, and it's a good one. Well, Carroll worked so hard and long, Chuck, to get back in the game, to cut it to one score at 14-7. And then Sydney answers in a heartbeat, a run by Bowser, his second long TD jaunt of the night. And with 2:35 to go in the second, it's Sydney 21, Carroll 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney 21, Carroll 7, after touchdown romp number 2 by Isaiah Bowser here tonight for the Yellow Jackets. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation in the insurance industry, which is second to none. For multiple years now, Barker Insurance, the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name just a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857, Barker Insurance, home of Denny Barker, who just recently retired. If he's tuned in, we say hello to Denny. Denny Barker, Barker Insurance, great career in the insurance business, heading up Barker Insurance. Dayton Carroll starts from its own 30, first and 10, 2.5 to play here in the second quarter, and a fine run for 13 or 14 yards. It is Howard with a little avenue, and he puts his head down, and he won't be denied. He powered all the way out to the 44-yard line. Boy, the Patriots have a couple nice runners, good 1-2 punch, Chuck, as you noted earlier, in Butts and Howard.
I'll tell you, and Fox throws the ball really well. I mean, he hadn't thrown the ball deep yet, but his intermediate passing is excellent.
Yes. Three receivers to the left for Carroll on first and 10 with 2 minutes to go. Now he launches one down the left side. There's a little jockeying for space inside the 35-yard line. Contact made. Ball caught by Carroll. Good reception. Let's see who the penalty's against.
Boy, I thought it was offensive.
Initial signal, defensive pass interference foul on Sydney. So the play is good. First and two, first and 10 Patriots, I should say, at the 34-yard line of Sydney. And the receiver downfield was Jacob Heil, a senior wideout. He went up with the cornerback for Sydney, out fought him for the football. The officials detected a shove off as the ball was coming down.
I saw a shove off too, but I saw it the other way. He's a lot closer than me.
21-7 Sydney, but Carroll again is threatening inside the 35 of Sydney. A minute 46 to go here in the second quarter.
I just saw an Anna score. Anna leads for Sales 10-0 in the first quarter.
We covered the game last year at Anna. Versailles won it 20-12, and you can bet the Rockets feel like they owe the Tigers one. That's a huge game in this region of Division 5. Dayton Carroll takes a timeout. 1:37 left in the scoreboard clock here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney 21, Carroll 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Carroll Patriots to the line of scrimmage at the Sydney 34. And here's a deep post pattern, middle of the field. It is snared inside the Sydney 20. Caught by the wideout. Tackle made at the 17-yard line of Sydney. Good reception downfield by Will Sievert, a six-footer, a junior. And the throw by the sophomore quarterback Fox was right on the money. Ryan Cagle of Sydney saved a touchdown. First and 10, Carroll outside the Sydney 15. Here's a cutback outside left end. It's Howard, no room to roam on the inside. Sprung it wide, spilled at the 14, a marker down, and that is a critical holding call on Carroll. A minute 9 to go in the first half, 21-7 Sydney. Well, if there's no foul on that play, Chuck, Carroll has got second and 5 or 6 in the area of the 13-yard line. But the marker forces Carroll to retreat back outside the 25. Ball marked for play at the 28. First down all over again. But Carroll now needs every bit of 20 yards for a first down. More like 21. Three receivers near side. Man in motion, Michael Cozart across the formation. We've got a loose football. It's on the ground. Back at the 34. Carroll is Johnny on the spot. Up second time in this half, Chuck. Carroll has penetrated deep into Sydney territory, but been forced backwards as a result of their own undoing.
Yeah, that he didn't see the defender coming that time. He got popped.
44 ticks left on the clock, late second quarter. Sequence of plays mighty important here. Carroll tries to cut Sydney's lead from 14 down to 7. Both teams huddling up on each side. Carroll gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Chuck, as we take a look at the Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field scoreboard, noticed a couple scores. Bell Fountain was leading Troy
16-0 in the second quarter.
Piqua was ahead. Piqua was trailing to Franklin 7-0 in the second. And up 10-0 over Versailles, as you noted. Here's the quarterback, Fox, back to throw, and a receiver near hash mark. Makes an outcut at the 24, leaps for it, cannot reel it in, though. Incomplete forward pass. And now the Carroll Patriots are confronted by a third down and a bunch. 27 yards needed for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 34, with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Sydney up 21-7. Carroll will get the ball to start the second half of this game. Coldwater was leading Marion Local 7-0 in the second. Two receivers near side on third and more than 25 to go for Carroll. Line of scrimmage inside the Sydney 35-yard line. Stepping up in the pocket is Fox. He scampers out of trouble, loops the ball down the left sideline. The outlet valve receiver reaches high to get it at the 22-yard line. Stays on his feet, hustles down the sideline, shoved out. At about the 15, Byring received it. Good throw by Fox. He ad-libbed out of trouble to make this a manageable or more manageable 4th and 8. But it looks like Carroll will try a field goal.
Well, on the extra point, I'll tell you what, he had a long, strong leg. So I think certainly has the ability to get it there.
Yep, it's Mateus Tracy. I may have mispronounced his name earlier, tries the field goal. It's a 33-yard boot, and he spirals it toward the upright. It's got enough leg. It's hooking outside the upright. No good. Sydney dodges a bullet. Carroll can't register points before the half closes. And with 29 seconds to go in the second quarter, Sydney leads it 21-7. Carroll, Chuck, here in the second quarter, has written a pretty good script. Control the football, move the chains, hang on to it as long as possible. Carroll did get one touchdown, had chances at points on two other occasions, couldn't convert deep in Sydney's end. And the Yellow Jackets up 21-7, get the ball once more from the 20 late in the half. And the quarterback, Dunham, throws one up down the far hash mark, well over the heads of everybody at the 50-yard stripe. Twenty-four seconds to go here in the second quarter. Well, the thought process behind the field goal was cut it to 11. Then you're within an 8 and a 3. But Carroll missed the kick. Had it been 4th and maybe less than 5 to go for a first down, Carroll could very well have gone for it from scrimmage. But with nearly 8 yards remaining, Carroll tried the field goal. It missed. Sydney, with a running play on 2nd and 10 from the 20, generates 5 to the 25, and the waning seconds of the second quarter will run off the clock. Again, Sydney will boot to start the second half. Carroll, which won the toss and deferred before the game started, will receive to begin play in the third quarter. 21-7, our halftime count. The Sydney Yellow Jackets lead Carroll. Sydney without Andre Gordon, who got nicked up and didn't play most all of that second period here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Jack and Chuck with you here at Sydney. Up next, our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Chuck's got all the numbers when we return. Sydney 21, Carroll 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On a beautiful night for high school football, Sydney leads Dayton Carroll 21-7 at the halftime break. Outstanding running by Isaiah Bowser of the Yellow Jackets. Chuck, alongside with all the numbers, the damper on the first half so far, Andre Gordon out with an injury, looked like upper body somewhere. He'd entered the game with a slightly tweaked ankle. Didn't look like he re-injured it. No, it was
the way he didn't go down to the ground to right. Go get it. He was protecting a wrist or a shoulder. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, but that's what it looked like to me.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, let's take a look at our first half statistics.
Well, Sydney scored on runs of 94, 45, and 75 yards in the first half. They ran the ball 14 times for 280 yards. That's a pretty good average. Mm-hmm. They were 0 for 3 throwing the football. They had 3 first downs, turned the ball over twice in the first half. Carroll, on the other hand, ran the ball 21 times for 34 yards, 10 of 14 throwing it for 107, 141 total, 10 first downs, turned the ball over one time.
Mm-hmm. I like what Carroll head coach Ben Rooley said in the pregame, Chuck. He commented, well, I've told our players, we are going to give up the big play. It's going to happen. We are not going to corral Bowser and Gordon all night long. No way. The key, Coach Rooley said in the pregame, was how we respond, how we rebound to those big plays, and assess Carroll's performance in that regard so far.
Well, I think they've done a nice job between the 20s, but when they have gotten down there twice with a chance to score, they got pushed back. One time they had the ball first and 10 from the 14, and they ended up having to punt. And the second time, they got pushed back and tried a field goal that had enough leg from 32 yards, mm-hmm. just a little bit off to the left. So they've responded, but they haven't put points on the board.
The Patriots feature a nice combination, sophomore, junior, senior in the offensive backfield. Fox, the quarterback, a 10th grader, Butts, a junior running back, Howard, a senior running back.
Well, yeah, they've got talent in the backfield, and I think for the most part their defense has played okay, but you're not going to stop Bowser. You're just not going to. I mean, there's a reason he's going to go play Division I football at Northwestern.
Exactly.
And I'm glad Ohio State doesn't have him on the schedule here for a while.
Bowser is the closest thing to a human bowling ball at the high school level I've seen in a good while.
Well, you talked about, you know, the fact he's elusive, but he's strong, but he's got speed to go along with that too. I mean, the kid's got all the weapons.
Yep. 21-7 Sydney over Carroll at the halftime break. 14-point lead for the Yellow Jackets here on scorersbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Jack and Chuck on scorersbroadcast.com. We are at Sydney tonight, Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, halftime, Sydney 21 and Dayton Carroll 7. Privileged to be joined here at the half by Sydney High School basketball coach and assistant principal, John Willoughby.
Yeah.
Congratulations, John. First year under your belt last season as the head coach of the Yellow Jackets. And, wow, I think back to the season. It was a fine one.
Yep.
What a game you choreographed and the players executed against Trotwood.
Yep, that was one of the highlights of the year. Did a good job handling the pressure. You know, we got players that can handle that. So when they tried to trap us, we were able to get out of the double teams and find the open man. A lot of players did a great job that game. Andre, of course, that's what makes Andre so good.
Right.
They come out to double team. He's able either to get through it or he finds the open man and we get the ball moving and get some easy shots against that type of pressure.
During your three decades plus of coaching at Houston, you didn't zone a whole lot. You zoned that night against Trotwood, and it was beautiful.
It worked well. Just felt that their outside perimeter, they were going to hurt us if they got by us. So we wanted to zone that up a little bit so they couldn't penetrate as well against it.
And the zone gave them a little more to think about at the offensive end.
High school-wise, it always does that.
Yeah,
I don't play that much zone, but we're looking to do it a little bit more next year with the athletes we have in the area we can cover with them. We're going to expand our defenses a little bit more with a year under our belt.
Now, you've got in excess of 30 years, maybe close to 40, coaching high school basketball.
33.
You haven't aged a bit. Do you still feel every bit as good as you look, John?
I don't know about that. My wife was just getting on me because I'm a little bit more gray now. I think it's because of the assistant principal's job. It turns me gray a little bit more. But I feel pretty good. I still enjoy it. Love being in the gym with the boys. And so that's what keeps me going.
You felt real well until Andre Gordon got nicked up in the first half here tonight.
Yeah, that's Andre. He got hit hard at the play before. Got sandwiched. I thought it was a rib, but he has ice on his shoulder. He's up walking around, so that's a good sign. I'm not that worried. Everybody asked me if I'm – I got all my basketball players play football. So,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
So you don't worry about them too much, but you want them to do well, and they're doing a great job so far, and hope they all stay healthy.
You had a marvelous career at Houston. I can recall that 2010-11 season. It was Chuck's initial campaign, I think, maybe second year here on scoresbroadcast.com. That was your number one.
Well, we did it for you, Chuck.
Houston in 10-11 all the way to the state Final Four. It was Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com, Chuck's initial season on color stats and engineering. And it was a delight. It was not a tremendously talented team, very cohesive, intelligent club, yep. Played together, got to the foul line, made free throws, minimized mistakes, and played hard-nosed group defense.
A couple things about that season and that group. Of the 33 years I've been coaching high school, that team was, as you said, was the definition of a team. They pulled for each other. The kids that didn't play much sat on the bench. They were up pulling for them.
What's the cliche? There's no letter I in the word team.
Yeah, it's just that they just epitomized what it means about putting yourself or putting the team before yourself, and they did that. And the second one, you know, the way we played, going into the season, we weren't late in games, we didn't say, hey, we're going to hold the ball and because we have good free throw shooters. Most of that came from Derek Estes and Josh Redd playing our first few games where they were tight going into the fourth quarter, and they held the ball on their own, got fouled, made free throws, and we said, hey, we're going to be able to do this all season long. As long as we get a lead, we can let these guys handle it, and they'll make their free throws. And that, I think in the regional finals, Josh made a couple free throws at the end, made a great play at the end of the third quarter. But what I remember about that team the most is just that they were a team and pulled for each other.
Yeah, Houston and Fort Loramie tied for the Shelby County League Boys Championship with 10-2 records that year. And then in the tournament, in the sectional, you beat Ansonia, Fairlawn, and Fort Loramie to take the sectional title, won 2 of 3 on the season against Fort Loramie. And then Lachlan in the district, Minster and Franklin Monroe in the region.
Yeah, we call this, it was the revenge tournament. Fort Loramie, they beat us the regular season. Yeah. We beat them in the tournament. Yeah. Lachlan was always beat us a few times in the tournament. We beat them. Minster beat us pretty good in the regular season.
Yep.
We beat them soundly in the tournament. Franklin Monroe beat us. I believe we may have beat them earlier.
In the season?
It's season. I can't remember that.
There it is. You lost by 5.
We lost, and then we end up beating them in the regional final. So that's the whole tournament with teams that we had to, you know, turn it around during the tournament time.
Oh, that was a terrific campaign. Yep, as you noted, you did lose once to Fort Loramie in the season, and Minster and Franklin Monroe both as well.
Yep.
And beat all three in the tourney.
Yep, that was nice. Yep.
Tell me about the family. You had an outstanding basketball daughter at Houston a few years back.
Yep, she's doing well. Graduated from Bowling Green in exercise science.
Okay.
Doing all right. Got another daughter, Taylor. She's going to Edison, taking some college classes. Mm-hmm. Have a stepson playing tonight, starts on the offensive line. And I have a son stepson out in Seattle, which we went and visited this summer and hiked Mount Rainier. It was good. So everybody's doing fine. Thanks for asking, Jack.
Yeah, the S on the cap stands for Sydney or Seattle or both.
No, Sydney. This is Sydney. It's Sydney. People, you know, say, hey, John, you look funny not in red, but, you know, for all those years. But I think I look all right in yellow and black.
The voice, our listeners are hearing, is that of John Willoughby, a longtime head coach at Houston, first-year basketball coach last season at Sydney, assistant principal at Sydney as well. Talk about the chores of coaching and being assistant principal same time.
Yeah.
You alluded to it earlier as being the result of a few gray hairs.
Yeah. I think the assistant principal part is giving more gray hairs than anything, but I tell you what, the kids at Sydney are great. Not much trouble at all to take care of from day to day. For the most part, the kids behave themselves, and it's just like every other school. You know, you got some kids that little things here and there that just keep you on your toes. But overall, the kids, teachers, administrators at Sydney have been very welcoming, and have helped me out a lot.
Well, I can tell it agrees with you, that's for sure. Yeah. Your diagnosis of the first half of this game, what'd you think? Sydney got two big plays from Bowser, one early on from Andre before he got nicked up.
You'd have to give some credit to Carroll. They're playing, better, not better, but hanging in there, and just the big plays that we've had, and that's what we do. I mean, that's what we do. We make big plays. We got some really talented players. Our defense is coming on strong. I think they played well last week against Bell Fountain. So if our defense can keep on improving and getting stronger each week, I like the team. I think we're a really good team, and looking forward to what we can do here the rest of the season and getting the playoffs.
One final question for you. You don't have to answer it. I may be putting you on the spot. Andre Gordon, an outstanding athlete. He's got skills out the gazoo. Basketball, football, and then some. What is his best sport? Where is his future? What do you think? You're the head basketball coach. It's a tough one to call. I'm sure he would tell most people, I love them both.
Yeah.
I like the one best I'm playing at the time. Huh?
Yeah, that's most of your good players like that, like the sport they're playing right now.
Yeah,
so
he
needs to give his attention to football right now, and I appreciate that. I played football in high school, and
good answer.
You have to give, you have to put your focus where it belongs, and right now his focus is on football, and I don't get in the way of that. I've never, I don't interfere with the sports that's going on right now. I wait till my turn, and I do what I can when it's my turn with the kids I have.
Good answer. Good answer. John Willoughby.
I appreciate you having me on, Jack.
Head basketball coach at Sydney, assistant principal, been on board now for a year plus at Sydney High School. And 30-plus years at Houston?
Yep, 30, Woo. 31.
Wow, and you look younger than ever before.
I'll be getting some texts on that tonight, I bet. Thanks for having me, Jack. Always a pleasure being on with you guys.
It's been a blast.
All right.
John Willoughby, head basketball coach at Sydney, assistant principal at Sydney High School, our guest here at the halftime break. 21-7, Sydney leads Carroll. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Ruckins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, just east of Rushi. The Jewelry Barn, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, also in Rushi. Big shout out to them. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 for multiple years now, the most valued agency in the area. Located at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Just a couple of minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game, we just got a glimpse of scores on the Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field scoreboard. Second quarter, Fort Loramie 7, Covington nothing. And Marion Local was trailing Coldwater, Chuck?
7-6.
7-6 late in the second. Now the Fort Loramie Covington Marion Local Coldwater games began at 7:30.
Right, right. Pickwood trailed 7-0. Well, Fountain leads Troy 16-0. That's a big score for Sydney for playoff points.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Exactly. We will take a two-minute break here. Third quarter upcoming. Sydney leads Carroll by two touchdowns, 21-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com, seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Sydney up 14 points over Carroll. Our halftime guest was John Willoughby, head basketball coach at Sydney, got a year under his belt last season. Chuck, you agree with me? He looks younger than ever before.
I've always said I used to compare him to Dick Clark, but now that Dick Clark's not here anymore, that's probably not a great comparison. But I'll tell you what he is. For the last 35 years in this area, he's been a class act on the sideline at Houston and now at Sydney.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does know his stuff, and the kids love him. And I know there was a couple of times when I was at Piqua when we were looking for a coach, I used to push to try to go get him, and I'm not sure at that point he wanted to leave Houston.
But, right. Outstanding guard in college, knew how to play that position, and boy, does he know how to coach at the high school level. And Sydney High School is the beneficiary of his coaching prowess, and I'm sure the Yellow Jackets are really happy to have him. Second half kickoff by Sydney is blooped down inside the 25-yard line, returned by Carroll to the 30. The return man tries to slice to the outside, stretches out the return game to the 33 before being hogtied and decked right there. First and 10, Carroll, short of the Patriots' 35.
Got a couple of score updates. Covington and Fort Laramie are now tied 14-14 in the second quarter, and Anna's moved ahead 17-0 at Versailles in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm. Figured there was a chance Anna might put a number on Versailles tonight. Wasn't sure about Fort Laramie Covington. Thought it could be close at the Buccaneers field. And so far it is. Running play, delayed handoff, Fox to Howard. And the ball carrier spins to the line of scrimmage and falls across it for a gain of one or two. Pretty important drive starting the third quarter. Carroll wants to establish itself on the ground, eat the clock, and register points in the second half before Sydney gets on the board and get this back down to a one-score game.
Well, Jeff Bray just updated me, Anna 24, Versailles 7 with 2:45 left in the second quarter. Better stats down in South Carolina than up here in Ohio.
Yes. Here is a handoff by Carroll. Good running play, Butts. And he squirts through the stack at the 40, stretches out to the 42. Ryan Cagle upended him for Sydney. That play goes for about five or six, leaving Carroll too short of the first down stake. Third and a couple at the Carroll 42.
And I think you're going to get to see Mr. Butts on this one.
Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Sydney with four defensive linemen up front, four linebackers in the box, crowding the line of scrimmage, and Carroll throws for it. Good play call. It's in the flat. Reception made at the 48. Excellent tackle on the play in the open field. Well done by Joshua Harriet of Sydney. Wow, if he doesn't put the clasp on the receiver, Chuck, there might have been another 20 yards after catch. Nonetheless, well done by Carroll, which fooled most everybody.
It fooled me, but that's why I was a basketball coach.
First and 10, Carroll at the 47. We played 2 minutes here in the third quarter, 21-7 Sydney. Hand off to Butts. Butts puts his head down. He jaunts to the outside, journeys downfield. Back pedal strong inside the Sydney 45. Stays on his feet, won't be denied until he gets to the 41. He forges out a 12-yard advance. First and 10, Carroll, 41 of Sydney. This Butts, Chuck, requires two and three black shirts before he gets worked his way to the ground.
Well, they kind of cringed a little bit on that one, and I'm not blaming them, because if I saw him coming to me, I might step out of the way myself.
Fake handoff on first down, Fox throws. All the way across the field, incomplete at the feet of the receiver. Intended for Donovan Lajeunesse, a 5'10 sophomore wideout.
Fox is 11 of 16 now for 113 yards. That's a pretty nice half in a couple of plays here in the third quarter.
To complete the last one would have taken a very strong throw from outside one hash mark to beyond the other. It was at the feet of Lajeunesse. Second and 10, Carroll. 41 and a half of Sydney. Handoff on the play to Howard. Howard spurts through an opening, meets resistance at the 38. He's pushed down right there. Coming up to meet him, Seth Klingler of Sydney.
And Darren Taborn came up and helped finish it off. That sophomore is a hitter.
They sandwiched the ball carrier. Looked like he would surge for about six or seven. He was stopped after a four-yard gain. Third down, Carroll. 37 and a half of Sydney. Patriots need six plus for a first down. First 4 minutes of the third quarter. Carroll has taken the kickoff and is driving. Here's a look-in pattern for the receiver at the 30, thrown behind him. And there's a late marker. One, two, three, in fact, come in. Lajeunesse was twisted around as the ball arrived. Looked like the contact might have been ahead of the ball, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, the pass wasn't even close, but that might have been the reason it wasn't close.
You're right. I think the fact that the ball was thrown behind the receiver aided Carroll in getting the pass interference called. And the chains across the way being moved downfield to the vicinity of the 30-yard line and inside it.
That's a 15-yard penalty. It's going to be down around the 23.
First and 10 Patriots, who have benefited from two defensive pass interference calls on Sydney here tonight. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Carroll now within easy shouting distance of the Sydney goal line, inside the 25. Yellow Jackets lead at 21-7. Trips to the left for Fox. Blitz pressure shown by Sydney, and then perhaps movement up front by Carroll. The officials will discuss. Next week, Chuck, our likely webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Miami East at Fort Loramie, although check the website over the next 48 hours for an updated announcement on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Well, and you have to play the games, but Sydney, after this week, should have kind of a couple of walkover games. So
yep.
If you're going to have Andre Gordon nicked up some, those aren't too bad games to let him get himself ready for Piqua after that one.
Exactly. Well, the penalty is assessed against Sydney, 5-yarder. First and 5, Carroll, 22.5 of Sydney. Snap back to Fox, fakes the handoff, throws a pass wide to the left in the flat. Rolling to the ground is the receiver who hauls it in. He clutched it at the 14. The ball didn't hit the turf. He got his hands below it. Byring hauled it in. Good scoop by him as he nestled that football into the palms of his hands. Leather never got ground. Play went for a little over 4, leaving Carroll 2 feet short of a first down at the 14.5 of Sydney. 7:50 left to go, third quarter. 21-7 Yellow Jackets. Carroll driving. Fox with a short drop. Looks middle of the field. Slant pattern. Sydney breaks it up and intercepts at the 1-yard line. Wow. Tremendous interception by Caleb Harris. He knifed in front of the receiver, who is La Jeunesse, inside the 5. Harris read the play. Looked right at the eyes of the quarterback who might have tipped it off. Carroll has gone to the well often with that pass pattern tonight, and Sydney reads it, turns it into a pickoff at the 1.5-yard line.
And for the third time, they've gotten down into scoring and have not come away with points.
Exactly. Carroll has been stopped in the red zone on 3 occasions tonight. It's Dunham at quarterback for Andre Gordon. Handoff on the play to Bowser. Bowser meets resistance, line of scrimmage, pops it wide. Look at him go near sideline like a locomotive on the tracks, barreling near sideline in front of the Sydney bench. 30-35, toppled at the 37. 35-yard dash by Bowser. Looked like he was stalemated, Chuck, at the 5-yard line. He turned a 2-yard gainer into 37. First down, 38-yard line of Sydney. Just over 7 to go in the third quarter. Inside handoff, Bowser again. Slithers through, backpedals to the 42-43. A hard-earned 4. Second down and 6 for Sydney. Boy, a touchdown here by the Yellow Jackets on this drive would send Sydney on top of 3 scores. Here's a pass in the right flat, in the hands of the receiver and out. Volley balled into the air, nearly picked off on the rebound by Carroll at the 45.
Yeah, bounced off his hands, and boy, that was in traffic. That was a little scary.
It sure was. Third and 6 for Sydney at the Yellow Jackets, 43. Clock stopped, 6:57 to go in the third quarter. Dunham, the quarterback for Sydney. He's on the field for Andre Gordon. Here's the dish on the play to Bowser. Bowser between left guard and tackle, and he's beyond the linebacker, stays on his feet, hammers to the 50 and over it. He's got a first down at the Carroll 48. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. third and six. That's a pass play call for most teams, Chuck. Not for the Yellow Jackets.
Not when you got Bowser back there.
Yep. Hand it to Bowser and let him go. We have a little mix-up here on the Sydney sideline. Coming in late on the play is a new offensive performer.
It looks like it's Christian Rederer.
In the offensive backfield, along with Dunham, the sophomore quarterback, who's out there since Andre Gordon was hurt in the second quarter. And head coach Adam Dungis for Sydney frantically gets a timeout called on first and 10 from the 47 of Carroll. 6:27 to go in the third. Sydney up 14, 21-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barneau has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Yellow Jackets, Dunham, play action way back in his own end of the field at the 40. Wants to pitch it. It's dealt up the gridiron to the 45 of Carroll in the hands of the receiver and out at the 45-yard line. Incomplete. Second down and 10, Sydney. At the Carroll 48.
I think possibly Carroll got a break that time because that was thrown to Rogers, and if he catches that, I wouldn't want to get in his way.
Yep, Devin Rogers, outstanding senior lineman for the Yellow Jackets, is lined up occasionally on the offensive side of the ball where he can get his hands on it. Handoff on the play to Bowser, delayed handoff. He reads it, gets to the line of scrimmage, and spurts through a hole across the 50 inside the Carroll 45. He registers a 6-yard advance, third and four for Sydney at the Carroll 42. Half the third quarter gone. Yellow Jackets 21, Carroll 7. Two receivers to the left. Snap to the knees of Dunham, gives to Bowser. Puts his head down and worms his way to the 40, inside it to the 36. He's got the first down with three or four to spare. Boy, the Northwestern Wildcats are going to really like Isaiah Bowser.
Well, the thing that we're not seeing out of this offense is the fact that he is an outstanding receiver catching the ball out of the backfield also.
First and 10, Sydney. Dunham to throw, left side of the field. It's a hook and go outside the hash mark. Receiver grabbed it, lost it, incomplete. Tough break. Kelton Stockton was there. No fault of Dunham, the quarterback. The spiral was right on the mark. Second down and 10 for Sydney after the incompletion. 36 of Carroll. Here is Dunham getting the snap, handoff to Bowser. He's got daylight. He runs through a huge opening, and he stays on his feet, hammering down inside the 30 to the 27. He picked up 9, third and 1 for Sydney. 5:20 left to go in the third quarter. Three receivers to the right. Well, why not? Give it to Bowser again. Backpedals over a heap of players at the 26 and staggers to the 25. He's got the first down. Seems like every single play, Chuck, on third and short or medium, Bowser knows where the first down line to go is.
You're not going to knock him backwards.
Three receivers to the right. Dunham, the sophomore quarterback, in for Andre Gordon, who got nicked up in the second period. Here's a little lateral out to Bowser behind the line of scrimmage. He runs right, then cuts it back on a dime at the 26-yard line and hurdles a Carroll man before being downed at the 21 or 22. Second down and 7 for Sydney. 4.5 to go in the third quarter.
Still have not completed a pass. All of their yardage in this game is on the ground.
Andre Gordon did throw the ball. First play from scrimmage of the night, and it was picked by Carroll. Two receivers to the left for Sydney. Dunham to throw back at the 30. Long, high lob. It's a jump ball, corner of the end zone. And there's your first completion of the night for Sydney, Chuck. And it goes for a score. 8 yards deep in the end zone. A terrific catch. And for the sophomore Dunham, Chuck,
that perfectly.
Ooh, that was a picture-perfect toss in the corner of the end zone.
Well, you know, it's tough. You don't get tons of reps in practice because you're going to have Gordon taking all of them. And to be thrown out here on Friday night in front of this good crowd on the Sydney side anyway, I think he's doing a nice job.
And I'm not sure who made that reception.
I didn't catch it.
It was a leaping grab. It might have been in the corner of the end zone by number 3, Harriet, the wide receiver. We'll verify that for you during the break. Extra point try by Hallie Truesdale is perfect. She's 4 of 4 on the night. The girls soccer player, an outstanding one, is proving herself on the gridiron too. 4 kicks per her, hasn't missed one on the season. 14 of 14 in PATs for Truesdale. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-7 Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number 1, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
I thought, Chuck, that was Joshua Harlett 3 on the reception. May not have been.
I didn't catch the number. It was far away from us in that far corner. I did not catch his number.
Sydney kicking off after extending the lead to 3 scores, biggest margin of the night. Kickoff return, Carroll from the 15, and a good surge over the 30 to the 33. I may have misread Joshua's name earlier and thought that L was an I. It's Harlett, and he's an outstanding junior, very athletic player for Sydney. We've seen him on special teams, offense as well. Sydney with a very good junior class, outstanding senior group. Well, Carroll now behind by a 28-7 count has got a lot of work to do with 3:59 left here in the third quarter. 3 receivers far left for the quarterback, Fox. Sydney expecting run and gets it and subdues the play 2 or 3 yards behind the line. Evan Howard, the 5'9", 180-pound running back for Carroll, was submerged below 3 or 4 black jerseys. Second and 12 for Carroll from the Patriots' 32-yard line.
Rogers stood him up at the line of scrimmage, and then he got a bunch of help to get him on the ground.
Devin, 6'2", 307, defensive tackle, lines up at fullback on offense very often. He's going to Toledo, and he will make his mark on the Toledo Rockets football program, that's for sure. End sweep, right side by Carroll. A net gain of 1 or 2, that's it. 3rd and 8 or 9 to go for a first down for Carroll from the 34.5 of the Patriots. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Sydney 28, Carroll 7. 2 receivers flanked far left. And you can bet Sydney's defensive front will put pressure on the quarterback of Carroll on this play. Here come the black jerseys. A quick release by the quarterback, Fox.
Wow.
Intercepted one-handed style at the 50-yard line. Wow, what a pickoff. And it is Harlot down the near sideline. Harlot brought it back across the 45 to the 40. No, it's Josiah Hudgens on the return.
Boy, that was a one-handed stab. That was impressive.
Well, like a center fielder, Billy Hamilton of the Reds over the shoulder on the warning track. What a play. The pressure on the quarterback, Fox, forced a herky-jerky, hasty release. Hudgens with a one-handed interception running away from the line of scrimmage at midfield. Brought it back on the play a good 20 yards before being upended at the 30 of Carroll. A player is down for the Patriots, and play is stopped. 2.5 to go in the third. Sydney in business, up 28-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Well, quarterbacks of both teams have been hurt here tonight. It was Fox, the quarterback of Carroll, who was helped off the field following that interception by Sydney in the second quarter of this game early on. In the second period, Andre Gordon was injured for the Yellow Jackets. Both signal callers have been jarred tonight and taken out of the game. Sydney now with a second and 15 from the Carroll 30 following a loss of 5 on the first play after the intercept. Minute 56 to go in the third quarter. Dunham takes the snap and just flips it off on the play to Bowser and says, "You do the rest." Isaiah cuts it back against the flow. And he romps his way down inside the 30, roll down at the 28. Third down and 10 for Sydney. Line of scrimmage just inside the Carroll 30. Two runs of 5, and Bowser will get it for you. Isaiah gets the nod, outside left tackle, spin move, 26, inside it to the 24. Forward progress, maybe even the 22.
Yeah, he got tossed forward. That was pretty impressive.
Fourth and a couple for Sydney. Bowser again, maybe? Minute to go
why
in the third.
Not?
Yeah, why not? 28-7 Sydney, line of scrimmage, the 22 of Carroll. Dunham and Bowser in the offensive backfield look to the Yellow Jackets bench. Dunham gives to Bowser, slow developing play. Bowser stopped momentarily behind the line, and then he spins and spins again, close to the first down, 20-yard line. Did he make it?
If it's on the 20, he did make it.
Wow. Most running backs, Chuck, would have been stopped a yard or two behind the line, certainly a yard short of the first down stake, but Bowser squirted ahead, stayed on his feet, knees got within 6 inches of the ground, and he was still moving. Here's a forward pass by Dunham toward the end zone, 5 yards deep in the end zone, incomplete, but a flag is thrown in late. And this one is going to be on Carroll.
Yeah, it's going to be half the distance from where the snap came from.
Line of scrimmage was the 20, first and 10 Sydney with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Chuck called it just right. 10-yard foul, half the distance from the 20 down to the 10. Dunham sends a couple of receivers out to the right for the Yellow Jackets. one to the near side. Last half minute, third quarter of this game. Goal to go situation right at the 10 for Sydney. Dunham's got the football, rolls right, hands off to Bowser, cutting back against the flow. He pops it to the near side, 10-5, and he wriggles down to about the 2, the 1, before being knocked out of bounds. Goal to go, Sydney, from the 1. Isaiah on the night, Chuck, averaging, what, a dozen to 15 yards per carry?
Oh, he's got to be. He's had a 75 and a 45-yard run for touchdowns. He had another 35-yard run in the third quarter.
Wow. He's a human wrecking ball in the offensive backfield for Sydney, and he gets the nod on goal to go from the 1.5, and he cracks his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney. 34-7 Yellow Jackets. Well, Chuck, that should just about wrap it up because I don't think Carroll's offense has the weapons in the arsenal to produce 4 touchdowns in the final 12 minutes unless the wheels fall off for Sydney and a number of turnovers occur. Extra point try, Hallie Truesdale of Sydney. Yes, she's got it. 5 of 5 tonight, 15 of 15 on PATs this year. Final 23 seconds, third quarter. Sydney has rolled out to a 35-7 lead over Carroll on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Sydney kicking off, waning seconds, third quarter, return from the Carroll 16. It's Howard. Oh, there's a good, clean block, an outstanding one thrown by Carroll, paving the way for Howard. He's on a dash back up across the 30, 35, zipping to the 41, first and 10 Carroll at that spot.
Let's see if Fox is back out there. I'm looking for his number.
And given the fact that Carroll, like Sydney, has its entire conference schedule ahead of it, you'd think that maybe head coach Ben Rooley of Carroll would substitute.
It looks like Jeffrey Wright, 5'9", 160-pound junior.
Uh-huh. Yep, you're on it. It's Wright at quarterback for Fox in a 35-7 game with just seconds over 12 minutes to go. No reason to risk further injury to Fox, who's the very good sophomore for Carroll. Running play here to close out the third quarter, and it generates 7 to the 49 of Carroll. The clock winds down to 0. That's it. We played 3 periods here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It is Sydney 35, Dayton Carroll 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We kick off play here in the fourth quarter. Carroll with the ball, running from scrimmage at the Patriots 48. Play good for a yard and a half, just shy of the 50. Third and three for Carroll. Yellow Jackets with a 28-point lead. It's been a high-scoring start to the season for Sydney. Yellow Jackets rolled up 45 in defeating Bellefontaine 1 week ago and produced over 30 points against St. Mary's week one. Here's a quick pass with the quarterback right into the right flat, a few yards downfield. It misses the receiver at the Sydney 48-yard line, and Carroll sends the punting unit on.
With Northmont giving Tip City, or Tippy Canoe, they get mad at me when I call them Tip City, 44-6 in the third quarter.
Punt formation for Carroll. Punter back at his 35.
The punter has been outstanding tonight.
Oh, yeah. Byring's done a very good job. He's a junior, has kicked it directionally all evening, preventing lengthy returns from Sydney. Timeout called, first minute of the fourth quarter. Prior to the punt by Carroll, fourth and two situation, 50-yard line. Sydney leads at 35-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. That's between the drive-in and the hospital in Sydney. In Rushi, these sponsors. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, where you can make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, located on Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. High-quality jewelry, priced just right. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Sydney, after the punt and short return, starts inside its 25 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Yellow Jackets in the lead by a count of 35-7. Andre Gordon nicked up in the second quarter of this game tonight. Has not been on the field since. Ryan Dunham, sophomore quarterback. Here, he fakes a handoff and loops a middle screen to Devin Rogers, who reaches up, yanks it down at the 29. He is in the grasp of a Carroll defender right there. Play good, though, for six. Second down and four for Sydney. Dunham's got a slot right. Two receivers near side. Oh, here comes the rush. Dunham has to uncork it right away and fires it down the left side beyond the Carroll bench, out of bounds, in Carroll territory at the 40-yard line. Jewelry Barn in Rushi is where you can drop in and tell Jalene Renderley that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn here on scoresbroadcast.com. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011, offering you the best quality and price combination. The Jewelry Barn, featuring ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi in western Shelby County. Well, after a short yardage pickup on third down, Sydney forced to punt. And we have whistles before the snap from center, just over 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. If Sydney's penalized, Yellow Jackets, of course, will still be punting. If Carroll's penalized, it's a first down, Chuck.
Yeah, I think it was his. There you go. That's what I thought.
Uh-huh. Head coach Adam Dungis was out on the field several yards to make sure the official saw what Adam saw.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't give Adam a flag, so he has to go out there and let them know.
At 5 yards against Carroll, allowing Sydney to retain the football at the Yellow Jackets 35. Dunham's got three receivers to the right. Is Isaiah Bowser still in alongside Dunham?
Yes.
He's up front blocking as Dunham retreated several yards to throw, and again, the play is stopped before the snap. Dead ball foul, 5 yards against Sydney. Updated score, I think Anna was ahead of Versailles 31-14 at the halftime break.
At the half, Bell Fountain leads Troy now, I'm going to think this one through, 30-14, or 30-13, right in that area.
Sydney with a first and 15 from its own 37, deep drop by Dunham. Long, high toss near hash mark. Jump ball, Carroll plays center field at the 35. Sydney leaping high, cannot haul it down.
Marion Locals moved ahead of Coldwater in the third quarter, now 13-7. So we're pretty sure it's not going to be another 17-14 game.
Right. Good effort downfield by the Yellow Jackets. That was Rodtez Roberts, another one of those outstanding basketball players that head coach John Willoughby talked about at halftime. Roberts used his athletic ability on that play to leap high, nearly made the circus catch in Carroll's end of the field. Ball was a bit overthrown. Second down and 25 now to go for Sydney. Scoreboard reads first down. Here's an end sweep to the left, and the play produces a quick 15.
And a hold.
And now the penalties are being produced left and right.
Getting a little sloppy now.
Yes. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth. Sydney up 35-7. Again, our first consideration for coverage next Friday night will be Fort Loramie home against Miami East. That will be contingent in part on what those two teams, Fort Loramie and Miami East, do tonight. Right now, Fort Loramie's tied with Covington 14-14 at the halftime break. No play on the last play, even though Bowser skirted in for 15. It's wiped out. Hold against Sydney. New line of scrimmage is back outside the 15-yard line. First and 30 reads the scoreboard. It's Bowser trying to break loose. He gets through the line of scrimmage, tripped up by a linebacker over the 20-yard line at the 23. And guess who made the tackles on that play for Carroll, Chuck? The two young men who have done most of the damage running the ball on offense.
Yeah, I'll tell you that Frederick Butts is a good defender to go along with his running ability.
He and Howard managed to rack up Bowser. New line of scrimmage short of the 25. Dunham takes the snap, sprints left, hands off to Bowser again, and he's subdued a yard or two downfield, setting up third and 20-plus to go for a first down. 4 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter.
Fort Loramie has now taken a 21-14 lead in the third quarter over the Covington Buccaneers. That's at Covington. This is their first cross-county league game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, first cross-county conference encounter for Fort Loramie, which joined the new league this year. Next week at home, Miami East from the CCC comes to Fort Loramie. Rolling right, Dunham. Awkward throw on the run to his right. It's popped up in the air once, twice, three times at midfield. Carroll with two white shirts there. Sydney with the receiver, incomplete at the 49-yard line.
Taborn almost caught that ball twice.
Sure did. Came very close. Harlot, Taborn, Hudgens, Stockton, all very athletic performers for Sydney. They've been in the mix all evening long. Offensive line for Sydney has been a power of strength for the Yellow Jackets throughout the course of this game. Sydney punting from its own 12, and it's an excellent kick. Carroll retreating to the 38, tackle made right there. Kelton Stockton, whom I just mentioned a moment ago, and there again, head coach Adam Dunn just said in the pregame, you will like our special teams play this year. It's much improved, and we got a good look at it right then. Coverage was superb. Punt coverage by Sydney. Tackles Carroll at the 39. That's where the Patriots start, first and 10, with 7:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Sydney on top of 28 points. Understand that rain showers have
begun. Yeah, I saw that too. That's kind of weird.
Have begun to fall over in Dart County on the Versailles Anna game. Here's a beautiful run by Carroll. It's Butts, and he breaks contain at the line of scrimmage. Scampers to the outside and dashes downfield for 21 yards to the Sydney 39-yard line. Boy, if Carroll can stay healthy in that offensive backfield, the quarterback Fox, who was nicked up earlier in this half, and the running backs Howard and Butts will do damage the rest of this season. 5 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Sydney up to 28. Carroll's inside the Sydney 40. It is dealt to Butts in the offensive backfield. Again, he breaks a tackle, tries to leg ahead, and then he is immersed under two or three black jerseys a yard downfield. Second and 9 coming up for Carroll. Offensive and defensive lines for Sydney tonight have been very good. They have given up ground grudgingly throughout the course of this game. Defensive end, nose tackle Anthony Strayman is in the mix often.